Chapter 5. Advice from a Caterpillar. The Caterpillar and Alice looked at each other for some time in silence. At last the Caterpillar took the hookah out of its mouth and addressed her in a languid, sleepy voice.
"Who are you?"
said the Caterpillar. This was not an encouraging opening for a conversation. Alice replied rather shyly,
I hardly know, sir, just at present. At least, I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I think I must have been changed several times since then.
What do you mean by that?
Said the Caterpillar sternly.
Explain yourself.
I can't explain myself, I'm afraid, sir,
said Alice.
Because I'm not myself, you see.
I don't see,
said the Caterpillar.
I'm afraid I can't put it more clearly,
Alice replied very politely.
For I can't understand it myself, to begin with. And being so many different sizes in a day is very confusing.
It isn't,
said the Caterpillar.
Well, perhaps you haven't found it so yet,
said Alice.
But when you have to turn into a chrysalis, you will some day, you know, and then after that into a butterfly, I should think you'll feel it a little queer, won't you?
Not a bit,
said the Caterpillar.
Well, perhaps your feelings may be different,
said Alice.
All I know is it would feel very queer to me.
You,
said the Caterpillar.